It was crowded below deck. We were led down staircases and long metallic corridors until we reached a large windowless room like an auditorium with tiers of seats and a spotlit stage at the front. The place was full of noise and bodies, and the smell of our recent encampment in Cornwall had stowed away with us.
"Ooh," said a female voice. "It's a bit like that cruise ship we went on, isn't it, Gerald?"
"Hmm," said a bovine-like voice, belonging to, I assumed, Gerald.
"Well, that's a ruddy buffet, I hope. Couldn't stomach that cheese. Bloody awful. Ouch! Bloody hell! Watch where you're going."
Gerald scowled down at his foot, upon which Alice had accidentally trodden. "Sorry," I said, pushing through the crowd.
"You should take better care of your children,"
he bellowed after us. "Wanker," I muttered under my breath. I found a space near the back and sat down on the floor. A microphone whistled. The room hushed.
"Mummy," whispered Alice, "that man wasn't very nice."
"No, darling, he wasn't."
"Is that what wanker means? Shh."
"Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, my name is Captain Anders Ulrich. Welcome aboard the SS Unity."
Captain Anders Ulrich, a tall man with white eyebrows and a thin moustache, proceeded to tell us about how the next few weeks of our lives were going to pan out. I got the gist of it. Cabins, water rations, food, toilets, that sort of thing. But his Norwegian mumbles were like a lullaby and I strained to keep myself from nodding off. I saw others succumb to the same fatigue. Alice tugged my sleeve.
"Is it like that place, Mummy, where we got our own room?"